Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. Reacting with me in the studio in this episode is Sheikh Ali Kumi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So, Jazakallah, thanks for coming. Of course, this is the second episode, inshallah, in Reaction Time. So, of course, you know, we had talked about how all these different videos are coming out, and it was really a good opportunity for us to be able to do some reactions to these videos. We have another video today. Again, it's regarding Palestine, which is, for lack of a better phrase, talk of the town. Inshallah, let's go ahead and react to it.
On the 17th of October, 2023, hundreds of Palestinians were killed when the Al Ahli Arab Hospital in Gaza was bombed. Officials in Gaza blame the blast on an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli army denies responsibility and claims the attack was due to a failed rocket launch by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They say they used Al Jazeera footage to allegedly confirm these claims.
But you're asking me for proof? You don't need to get proof from me. All you need to do is switch over to Al Jazeera, who broadcasted it live, and you can actually see. I got a screen caption just for you to see. This is Al Jazeera from last night.
Our digital investigations team, SANAD, decided to investigate these claims and conducted an in-depth analysis of this Al Jazeera video, along with several other videos from multiple sources, and established a detailed second-by-second timeline of the events. By analyzing Al Jazeera's live stream starting at 18:45, the team was able to identify four Israeli airstrikes on Gaza, targeting the area near the hospital, starting at 18:54:28, then 18:55:03, then 18:57:42, and then 18:58:04. That's military time for just before 7 p.m. local. The team cross-referenced this video with another, captured by a camera situated south of Tel Aviv, showing a wide view of the Gaza Strip. That video shows a series of rocket launches from Gaza. That video clearly shows how the Iron Dome intercepted these rockets. Going back to the Al Jazeera live feed at 18:59:35, we can see a single rocket launched from Gaza. This is the rocket in question. This rocket can also be seen on the Israeli video. 15 seconds later,
Al Jazeera's live feed
shows that the same rocket was intercepted at exactly 18:59:50. This interception has the same afterglow seen in previous interceptions. A closer look at the video captured by the Al Jazeera live feed shows the rocket being completely destroyed and broken apart in the sky. According to all feeds and videos analyzed,
this
rocket was intercepted
and was the last one
launched from Gaza before the bombing.
The other video that they played?
5 seconds after that interception, an explosion in Gaza can be seen, followed 2 seconds later by a much larger explosion. This is the strike that hit Al Ahli Arab Hospital.
As a result, Al Jazeera digital investigations team found no grounds to the Israeli army claim that the strike on the Al Ahli Arab Hospital in Gaza was caused by a failed rocket launch.
Sheikh, I mean, it was kind of a relatively long video. It was about 3.5 minutes, of course, regarding the hospital bombing that occurred. The amount of lies and propaganda and deceit that the Zionist media and their subjects are doing is really disgusting beyond imagination. I mean, your initial reaction to it.
I think it's 70 plus years of lies. It's a pack of lies. It's a bunch of lies. It's layers of lies, right?
Layers of lies, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
This is just too unfortunate that, you know, the Israelis, the Zionists, they would not be reluctant to shoot down at a hospital. And not just one hospital, by the way.
Sure.
They did two hospitals.
Right, right.
Both in Gaza.
right?
Right.
Which is a very
condensed area,
yeah, so. Which is overpopulated in a way.
And
right?
most of the Palestinians are going there to find shelter in these hospitals.
Now, you know, you look at this mindset of the criminal Zionist regime.
Yeah.
You know, this verse of Quran comes to my mind, بِأَيِّ زَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
Mm.
You know, when Quran talks about, you know, why would you bury a little baby, you know, baby girl, you know, why was she killed and buried, right? What is the point?
Yeah.
These people, you know, who were in the hospital, you know, they're being treated.
Sure, yeah.
They're no terrorists.
No, of course
even
not.
Even according to
hospital.
Their definition.
Yeah. Right? What's really interesting, this was a Christian-funded or Christian hospital, right? So it wasn't a Muslim hospital, again.
I don't know what a Muslim hospital is and what a Christian hospital
yeah,
is.
Yeah, thank
a hospital
you.
Is a hospital.
Is a hospital.
Is a hospital,
yeah.
right? But yeah. these guys, they just don't have... And I think, and I've heard these things in the past, I just never wanted to believe it.
Sure,
although I've heard it many times, and that is that the Zionist Israelis, they do not consider non-Jewish, and that to mind you, Zionist Jewish people, those who are not Zionist Jewish, they don't consider them to be humans.
Right.
Honestly, like, I feel that what it would take for anyone to bomb a hospital is to first consider that they're not humans.
Yeah.
And then the second level is, let me ask you, Sayyid, like, for instance, if you know that there is a bunch of animals in a place,
I still wouldn't bomb them, Sheikh. You know,
you
they're
have
living
the audacity?
Animals.
It's
you know?
Just, you know, we human beings, we have this affection that we're not going to kill a living being.
Yeah.
And when you turn towards Islam, even for a plant, you know, there are rulings that we can't just pluck a leaf from a from a tree
just for the sake of it. Or, and,
right? When it comes to animals, there are rights for animals. Even the animals which are made halal by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can be sacrificed ritually and consumed, there are rulings that you feed them first. You give them water first, right?
And don't
they
kill them in
be
front
thirsty.
Of one another.
If they're injured,
yeah.
do not just give a sacrifice, for instance, on
and,
Eve.
And here we're talking about human beings who were wounded because of the bombing that Israel is doing.
Yeah.
These people are wounded, they're in the hospital, you know, so one is this audacity, as we said, that they bombed
it's
a
be
hospital.
It's be sharami.
You know, it's like shameless, humiliating, it's disgusting, really,
it's disgusting.
As we said. And then the next thing is that after you do this, because initially they had admitted, right, in the video we saw that initially they admitted that, you know, this was something that we did, right? And then when they realized that 500 people, according to some reports, 800 people were killed in this hospital, then all of a sudden they changed the narrative and they said,
no,
wait a minute, you know?
There was a reaction from the world, and then they tried to cover it up by saying that, oh, it was Hamas rocket that was misfired and it ended up hitting the hospital, which again, the video proves very clearly, not just this video, I've seen too much of the evidence that proves that it was not by any means a Hamas rocket or anything.
Yeah.
It was a direct attack by the Zionist regime of Israel.
And it shows you the amount of lies that are on there in this mass media propaganda machine.
Yeah. And the,
you know, people really need to be careful what they watch and what they believe. Yeah. I mean, this clearly a blatant lie that was put forth, like the beheaded babies. We were talking about babies earlier.
Yeah.
That whole thing turned out to be a lie. And there's so many other things that are blatant lies. The people out there, they need to smarten up, you know, and I don't know if you...
See, they keep creating these, you know, pretexts of their criminal activities. So, for instance, this one, they say that there are some tunnels underneath, you know...
the whole city, apparently.
So we're basically going to bomb an entire hospital with its staff, its crew, its nurses, its doctors, you know, the patients...
It's crazy.
The mothers, the daughters, the... brothers, the sisters of someone, we're just going to bomb them.
Yeah.
Why? Because supposedly there's a tunnel going underneath that.
Yeah.
Who in the world would approve of such an action?
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
This is insanity.
They told all these hospitals from the north of the Gaza Strip, they told the people to evacuate these hospitals. There's maybe like 20 hospitals or so that they said, everybody needs to get out from the hospital and, you know, go die on the street, for example. You can't... Anyways, when these people went south, they started to bomb the south of the Gaza Strip.
So first they send them to south and then they bomb them.
And, you know, and then they talk
who,
about
who
Holocaust.
Who tells patients from the hospital to just evacuate a hospital? Who,
yeah.
I mean, who in the entire world, even in the history of humanity, who has done such an insane thing?
Mm.
you know, somebody is dying off like some disease, you know, they're being treated, they have their drips, they have oxygen, you know, you tell them to just evacuate.
How can these people evacuate?
This is just, you know, cover up that the Zionist regime and the terrorist Zionist regime continues to try to do. But remember that if they're trying to take this position of that we're very civilized, cultural, that we're giving these calls, it is not going to work. The world is looking at your criminal activities. The world is taking notice of your terrorism. Look around, even in the Western countries where there's a complete media onslaught and propaganda in favor of the Zionist regime, right, through the corporate media, the sellout corporate media. Yet, look at the people on the streets. Look
they're
at people
all
who are
pro-Palestine.
who are calling for the dismantlement of the Zionist regime, you know. And many of them, they just want everything to do with Zionist regime be stopped and seized. You know, so alhamdulillah, masses
are waking
up. It's interesting,
I kind of have another idea for the next reaction time, but I won't tell you so that, you know, I'll get your reaction on it.
Fair
but
enough.
I guess that's all the time we have on this episode of Reaction Time. Inshallah, we see you in another episode, Sheikh. And thank you, dear viewers. Until next time, this was Reaction Time.